How are you this morning, Robbie Slater?
Oh, look, absolutely top of the world, son. Top of the world.
Look, how did you react yesterday to the decision, which I guess was
which
inevitable?
Decision?
Well, it was inevitable that the FFA were going to suspend the season yesterday. I guess the question to you, Robbie, is also that is the FFA in slightly a better position just due to the fact they're nearly through the season?
Didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
Did that happen?
It happened. Yeah, it happened.
You're pulling my leg. Well, of course.
It happened. Wouldn't believe it.
I'm trying to make a little bit of light of it because, you know, we're living in difficult times. But, look, there was no surprise. I think, being a football fan, I saw it from a long way off because, obviously, I'd watched what had happened in the Serie A and, of course, what happened and spread through Europe, all the leagues suspending, and then eventually the EPL as well. So, yeah, to be fair, I think, we went as long as we could, like the NRL did, to a lesser extent the AFL, but I think it was always going to be doomed given what was happening in the world. And slightly better position, you could say that, because we're towards the end of the season. So if we get through this, and who knows if we will, hopefully we will get through this, you know, in time, we could finish off the season. There's no doubt about that. Whereas the NRL and the AFL, of course, at the start of their season. So, look, it was inevitable and it was the right call from everybody because, as we know, and as we knew as we were still playing, that there were much more important things going on. But I guess the mindset of NRL and AFL in the beginning and the A-League was that, you know, people in times of difficulty and, you know, isolation, as we know, that's what it is basically now, is that people like to watch something and, you know, and they love their sport. Now, it wasn't ideal with empty stadiums, but I think the thought process was that maybe they could have got through it and that was sort of the reason why. But in the end, it was... it was never going to be, really, and that's what's panned out. So, look, for football at this time, looking away from the other codes, we've got a wonderful chance in this black hole, if I can call it like that, where we're not going to play the Hyundai A-League and, of course, grassroots and everything. It's really a time to fix the game.
Mm. What's the first thing you want to see done, Robbie?
Well, the first thing I want to see done, and it's a no-brainer because Graham Arnold is, everyone knows, let's put it out there, he's my best mate, okay? I don't have a lot of mates, okay? But he is my best mate. He should be immediately put into the technical director role, the one that Rob Sherman resigned from, because he's got no one to coach. There's going to be no international football at all for quite some time, as we know. And possibly no international football, maybe well after, you know, our local league can start up again, if that is the case. But if we've got 3 or 4 months of no football, put him in that role because he's got nothing to coach, as I said, and he needs to go and start fixing the game at the grassroots level. And grassroots level, I mean, is the state federation, right, who are not happy... Really happy with the, you know, the board of the game or the FFA or the PFA or whoever it may be, and are quite often the stumbling block in progress. Now they will say that they get treated badly, and I think there's both sides to the story, but they're both being as bad as each other, if I'm brutally honest, over the years. And why I'm saying this, guys, is that we are not producing top grade players. We basically have two players. We're playing in the top flight. They're playing both at Brighton in a club facing relegation if that league, the EPL, ever starts up again, in Aaron Moy and Matt Ryan, fine players. We don't have top-class stars anywhere else. Maybe Rogic isn't playing at Celtic. Arzani's disappeared. A couple of players over in Germany don't play. So what I'm saying is when I stopped playing, we had 10 to 12 playing in the EPL, Aussies, mm-hmm. right? And before me, there was that number, you know, way back when I started. And you know, for 15 years, we produced top-class players that ended up playing in the top leagues. We don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. And why? Because we're not producing players. Why? Because the kids, when they get to a certain age, don't have anywhere to play. We have an NYL that runs with the A-League clubs that plays 8 games. It's not a competition. It's a tournament, I call it. So we need the NPL, which is the lower level in all of the state federation, which is run by the state federations, to be sorted out. Graham Arnold is the man to do that. No one knows grassroots better than him, because he and myself, as a lot of others, came from grassroots. We came through a successful system. So we know what works, or more importantly, he knows what works. And he needs to get all the state federations together and get them online and stop wasting the money of young kids, well, the parents of young kids who pay out thousands of dollars to become a player to play in no league, because there's no league for the kids. And what needs to happen is the parents of these kids, and even registration, so right down to kids who don't pay thousands, but we have the highest registration compared to the other codes by country mile. They need to sort out their NPL, because NPL, do you guys know what NPL is? Be honest.
I don't know.
National Premier League.
Okay. Yeah, it's the National Premier League, okay? Nick can tell you all about it, because, and I'm not being sarcastic, Nick knows all about it. Well, in the NPL, would you believe that some of the budgets for NPL clubs are over $500,000? So this is a semi-professional league where players are getting paid, in some cases, $2,000 a game, $3,000 a game for a semi-professional league. So this is a league that you guys don't even know about, fans. Mm-hmm. And guess who's paying for these players and these budgets? So are the parents of the children who are playing. So if I take where I live, Manly United as a case in point, so the kids are paid $1,500, anywhere from $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 to be a part of programs, right, for the year, that money is going to pay players ridiculous amounts of money in a league that really can't sustain it. Yeah. So why is this happening? Graham Arnold needs to go, and he needs to put... The NPL club should be under 23. They should be a breeding place for the kids growing up, and there should be progression. Look, for me to explain this properly, I'd have to stay on the phone for a lot longer than I can. But Graham Arnold's the man. He's not doing anything. Put him in the TD role and go and fix the game. If we can come out of the coronavirus endemic and we can say that we've gone forward in the game in respect to the state federations and what's going on, and bringing and dragging down the cost of playing football for young players, and also at the same time giving them a pathway to play, I think that would be a wonderful thing.
Robbie, love your passion as always. Have a good day.
Thank you, boys.